Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani. Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pashtyatya Deshatarane. Vraja Mandala Darshan by His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Day 15, Kamyavan to Varshana. It's gradually getting colder. Everyone dresses in warm clothing now when they come from Mangalarti in the main tent. The camp is shrouded in the darkness of pre-dawn. We absorb ourselves in the prayers to the spiritual master. Nikunjayuno roti keli siddhyai yayali bir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati dakshad ati vallabhasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. After Mangalarti, one of the Parikrama managers announces, "Today we will be visiting the villages of some of Srimati Radharani's dearmost sakis. Our destination is Varshana, where we will stay for 2 nights. We're going to visit Srimati Radharani's hometown." The announcement is met with enthusiastic calls of Jai Haribo. I note that today we'll be leaving the Kamyavan forest and re-entering the Vrindavan forest as Varshana, Nandagram, and a few other places on our way are considered part of Vrindavan. It is only by the mercy of my beloved Srila Prabhupada that we can do this parikrama year after year. We've been at it for over 2 decades now. Without his causeless mercy, we would never have even known that Vrajadham exists. I try to walk every step with gratitude. From the main road, we turn left and walk about 3 kilometers east before arriving at Kanvara. We pass the village of Indroli on our right. The book Bhakti Ratnakar states that at this place Indra meditated on Lord Krishna. Okay. Is that better? Okay, that's better now, right? Okay. As daylight seeps in between the clouds in the overcast sky, we arrive at Kanvara. This village received its name from Kanva Muni, who stayed here for some time. Mother Yashoda also brought Krishna to this village to have his nose and ears pierced. We hear of how the deity of Sakshi Gopal fulfilled the queen of Odisha's desire to offer him nose rings and earrings. She had been longing to give the Lord jewels, but thought the deity had no holes in which to wear them. Sakshi Gopal then appeared in a dream and informed the anxious queen that as a young child, he had worn such decorations and would gladly accept her gifts. On inspecting the deity, the pujari discovered that his nose and ears were indeed pierced. In rural India, piercing the nose and ears of children is still common. My own ears were pierced when I was a child. Showing the devotees my ear holes, I asked, who else has his ears pierced? Many of the Indian devotees raise their hands and shout, me! About 3 kilometers from Kanvara, we cross a reddish stony hill and descend into the grove of Kadamba trees known as Kadambakundi. Except for a pass through the surrounding mountains, this secluded area is inaccessible from 3 sides. That is why Krishna chose it for his secret meetings with Srimati Radharani. The Lord also enjoyed Rasalila here with the gopis. Ancient trees enclosing this beautiful grove bow toward the dust of Radha and Krishna's pastime places. There is a beautiful kunda here, and on one of its corners, a kadamba tree stands, intertwined with a tamal tree. These trees remind us of Radha and Krishna because of their colors. Kadamba trees have beautiful golden yellow flowers, and the bark of the tamal trees is bluish. We rest by the kunda. The singing of cuckoos, the fluffing of peacocks, whose colorful discarded tail feathers are strewn on the ground, the freshness of the grass, and the twisted trees where Radha and Krishna delighted in swinging one another, draw us together in remembrance of the youthful divine couple. It's a reasonable guess that Kadambakundi is approximately where we'll be leaving the Kamyavan forest and re-entering Vrindavan forest. So, as is our custom, we offer our obeisances to both forests and then continue walking toward Varshana. One devotee tells me about an incident he witnessed some years ago on the way to Kadambakundi. It was a foggy morning, and I was lagging behind the Parikrama party. I came to a Y in the road, and I couldn't see anyone in front of me. Not knowing which path to take, I decided to stand there and wait for a while. Soon, Radharaman Swami caught up with me, and I went along with him. As Maharaj was walking along on one of the paths, a dog came out onto the road and started barking at him. Maharaj tried to disregard the dog, but as he tried to step around it, the dog raised its forelegs as if it were trying to stop Maharaj. When Maharaj saw this, he felt we had chosen the wrong path, and the dog was trying to guide us to the right one. He said we should follow it. And it's true. The dog took us to the other road, and eventually we arrived at Kadambakundi without difficulty. Encircling Varshana, like bees around honey, are the villages of the 8 principal Sakhis. 2 kilometers ahead of Kadambakundi is Sunharagram, also known as Svanahagram, home of the twin sisters Sudevi and Rangadevi. The 7th principal gopi is Rangadevi. Her bodily hue is like that of the filament of a lotus flower. Her dress is reddish, like the China rose. She is 7 days younger than Sri Radha. She possesses qualities similar to that of Champalkalata. The name of her father is Rangasara and her mother Karuna. The 8th principal gopi is Sudevi. Her husband's name is Vrakrikshana, whose younger brother is Bhairava. Sudevi is the twin sister of Rangadevi. Her nature is gentle, and because she possesses almost the same qualities, people often mistake her for Rangadevi. The word Sunhara refers to Lord Brahma's fair complexion. It's here in this village that he performed extensive austerities to gain darshan of Krishna's pastimes. As a result of pleasing the Lord, he was blessed to appear in the form of the Varshana hills so he could receive the dust of Radha and Krishna's lotus feet upon his foreheads. Srimati Radharani's kindness suffuses the dust that blows over the rural footpaths. The closer we get to Varshana, the more we experience the sweetness of the parikrama. The younger Vaishnavas on Vrajamandala parikrama skip along with and show keen interest in hearing about the Lord's pastimes. Such is the intriguing nature of this land that even children enthusiastically undergo the austerities of parikrama life and become absorbed in pleasing Krishna. After walking for some time, our parikrama party turns right, goes through a thorny patch, and climbs a rocky knoll. This hill is known as Saki Giri Parvat because all of Srimati Radharani's intimate friends would play together here. What a beautiful sight! Amazed, the pilgrims cluster around Chitravacharashila, a smooth rock with the intricate leaf patterns of Srimati Radharani's veil impressed on it. Radha and Krishna meet here secretly, but one day, when they heard their friends approaching, Srimati Radharani fled in embarrassment, leaving her veil behind. Touched by the cloth, the rock melted in ecstasy, and the veil's embroidered design remains impressed into it. If we look around carefully on this mountaintop, we may be blessed with the sight of the gopis' lotus footprints and the etchings those footprints made in the rock. At the far end of the hill to our right is Sikalini Shila. Krishna and the cowherd girls celebrated the holy festival here, and the red color spilled on the rocks remains visible even after 5,000 years. We retrace our steps to the Varshana road, and this time we turn left on the path leading to Unchagam, the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi, climbing the stairway leading to her temple. Lalita Sakhi stands beside deities of Sri Sri Radha Lalitanath, perpetually contemplating how to enhance their loving ecstasies. Among the eight gopis, Lalita Devi is foremost. She is 27 days older than Sri Radha. She is also called Anuradha. She is adorned with the qualities of a left-wing gopi with harshness. Her bodily color is like cow's urine, and her dress is like the color of a peacock feather. Her mother is Saradi and her father Vishoka. Her husband's name is Bhairava. He is a friend of the cowherd Govardhan. In order to increase the intensity of the loving dealings between Radha and Krishna, for whom she feels intimate friendship, Lalita Devi crossed all boundaries and acted boldly. Lalita Devi is Srimati Radhika's Shiksha Guru, particularly in the art of how to be a left-wing gopi. Flooded with the nectar of intense love for her two friends, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, who are more dear to her than her own life, affectionately arrogant in their presence, and daily arranging their rendezvous, Lalita Devi expertly teaches her friend Radha the art of jealous anger. I pray Lalita Devi will one day accept me as one of her associates. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. Her eyes become red with anger if she sees the son of the king of Vraja cheating Sri Radhika even slightly. Then she will promptly embarrass him with clever words. Although she seems to act indifferently when the divine couple are together, Lalita Sakhi is very blissful within, for it is she who, together with Paranamasi, helps Radha and Krishna to meet. Sometimes when Radha and Krishna quarrel out of love, she expertly resolves their misunderstandings. Lalita Sakhi dresses and decorates Srimati Radharani very tastefully. Some of her services include preparing an umbrella, arranging a bed, and decorating the house. She is also the controller of the gopis who supply betel nuts to Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radharani's maidservants and the gopis who serve Lord Balaram. Rupa Manjari, who appeared as Srila Rupa Goswami, is the foremost assistant of Lalita Sakhi. And since we are Rupanugas, or followers of Rupa Goswami, our connection with Lalita Sakhi through the parampara is significant. Lalita Sakhi immediately fulfills even one's slightest desire to serve Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So we pray intensely for her special favor and protection. In a mood of humble supplication, we next approach the samadhi of Narayana Bhatta Goswami on the small hill to the right of Lalita Gram Hill. Narayana Bhatta Goswami was a disciple of Krishnadas Brahmachari, whose spiritual master was Gadadhar Pandit. He was born in Madhurapatana in South India, and he traveled to Vrindavan at the age of 12. Narayan Bhatta Goswami is famous as the Vrajacharya, for he not only rediscovered many forgotten places, but established the standard path of the Vraja Mandal Prakrikrama, the path as it has been walked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he wandered throughout the Dham, various pastime places revealed to him. It is described that in trying to establish the path, he would sometimes get bewildered when he could not find the required information in the Shastras or the local saints. Then the deity of Krishna he carried around his neck would climb down and walk ahead of him, personally showing him the way. Whenever Narayan Bhatta Goswami came upon a rasa stali, Srimati Radharani, his worshipable deity, would appear within his vision in the form of a small, beautiful, golden-complexioned girl carrying a stick. She would hold the stick between her legs and playfully mark a large circle in the ground with it, thus indicating the rasa dance arena. Narayan Bhatta Goswami is also known to have organized vibrant festivals throughout Vraja, during which the pastimes of Krishna were enacted in order to revive people's awareness of them. He also established several temples, including the Ladali Lala Temple in Varshana, which we will visit tomorrow. He is the author of 52 books, including the Vraja Bhakti Vilas, an elaborate guide to performing Vraja Mandala Parikrama. The book describes the glories of Parikrama, the mood in which it is to be performed, and even the mantras to be chanted and other rituals to be observed at various places. Narayan Bhatta Goswami left this world on the appearance day of Lord Vamanadev. We bow at his lotus feet and, circumambulating his samadhi, beg that we be allowed to not only follow the path he established, but to do it in the mood of devotion he asks us to imbibe in his writings. Next to the samadhi is Triveni Kupa. Kupa means well, and this one is said to contain water from the Triveni, the confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati. There is also a temple of Dauji here, and on the opposite side of the hill, there is a kund known as Deha Kund. We're only 2 kilometers from Varshana, and our enthusiasm can barely be contained. With the blessings of Lalita Devi, we walk with newfound energy. After all, we want to get there as soon as possible. In the distance, the hills of Varshana and Nandagram tower above the plains of Raja. South of Nandishwar, on a regal hilltop, is Maharaj Vrishubhanu's home, which is like a brother to Maharaj Nanda's home. Maharaj Nanda and Maharaj Vrishubhanu are equal in regal splendor and power. Their capitals are similar, and their son and daughter are equally famous. As we enter Varshana, we offer our obeisances to the holy abode of Srimati Radharani. Then go straight to our camp, which is set up in an open area next to the Radha Kunja Bihari temple, some distance past Rangili Mahal on the road leading to Nandagram. Upon arriving, we go through our usual pilgrim's routine. We're all quite accustomed to it by now. We gather our luggage, find our tent, wash our clothes, and bathe. The rest of the afternoon is spent resting, taking prasad, and hearing Krishna Katha from senior devotees. Our activities are more or less normal, but there's something different in the air. The atmosphere is surcharged with a mood of celebration. How could it be otherwise? Today is Deepavali. It is on this day that Damodar Leela, which we have been singing about for the past 2 weeks, took place. It is also the day Lord Ramachandra returned to Ayodhya after vanquishing Ravana. Our new pilgrims get first-hand experience of the pomp with which Deepavali is celebrated in India. Houses are beautifully decorated with earthen lamps and festive lights, while elegantly dressed villagers distribute sweets to everyone. As night falls, fireworks light up the sky. The noise is deafening. I imagine many devotees will be up all night because of the racket. gathering under the main tent. Devotees offer their own glowing lights in gentle circles to the picture of Lord Damodar and feelingly sing the Damodarastakam prayers. Rudantang muhur netra yugmam rajantam karam bhoja yugmena satanka netram muhusvasa kampatri reka kanka kanta stithagraidang damodarang bhakti badham. Seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, he is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. The festive mood will not die down after tonight. Tomorrow is Govardhan Puja. The devotees stay up a little later than usual to prepare for the festival. Vegetables are cut and donations collected. Some devotees compile a list of all the bhoga we'll require. A few women put the finishing touches on Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Sunda's new dress, and others mold small figures out of cow dung to place on Govardhan Hill. Busy in our various services, we meditate on Srimati Radharani's qualities. She is Krishna's best devotee, and he is completely controlled by her love. We contemplate how Varshana is such a special place for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for we are Radha Bhaktas. When Srila Prabhupada was a child, his father would ask the sadhus to bless him to become a devotee of Srimati Radharani. And we are following in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. The nectar devotion tells us that the Kartika Vrat is also known as the Urja Vrat. Urja is the name of Krishna's internal potency for performing pastimes. Srimati Radharani is Urjeshwari, the controller of this pastime potency, and therefore she is the presiding deity of the month of Kartik. We are at the right place at the right time. Who can estimate the extent of our good fortune? After celebrating Govardhan Puja tomorrow, we'll circumambulate Srimati Radhika's sacred village, where she shines with unique splendor, attracting the gaze and capturing the mind of her beloved Syama Sundara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, should I begin? So, today I read the first chapter, and when I read this book, I realized that this is Krishna's special gift to me in this month of Kartik. This book has inspired me so much just by reading two chapters today, that I intend to record this entire book and make recordings of this. I want to read this book and I want to know it as well as I know Krishna book. I am so amazed at how nice this book is written. And I thank you, Ramachandra, because I wasn't going to buy this book. but because you asked me to do the service, I bought the book, and now I realize this was all Krishna's arrangement. This month of Kartik, I have been personally realizing on a daily basis, there is so much potency, and you get so much blessings by taking this month seriously. Every day, I'm reading either different items of the Damodar Leela, or I'm reading the Govardhan Leela. I'm reading both the Bhagavatam and the Krishna book versions. I'm also reading the Dig Darshini Tika by Sanatan Goswami. And on a daily basis, Krishna is revealing in my heart so many nice things. So this Kartik Damodar Vrat is simply amazing. So I put a straw in my teeth and I urge everyone to hear and chant as much as possible in this month of Kartik. Because in this month, you get a complete understanding and you get a much bigger return on your investment. There is so much potency for devotional activities in this month. So read more, chant more, serve more, pray more, worship more, donate more, because you're going to get such nice reciprocation from Krishna. I am seeing it daily for me, how Krishna reciprocates just by making a little effort to become absorbed in this month of Damodar. Hare Krishna. That's it. May Krishna bless you and protect you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.